Hey, Dylan Kelly here, host of the Wave Break podcast. Excited to get into this episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsor. If you're looking to grow your business, there's only one way, and that is by building real quality customer relationships. Most marketing software will claim they do this, but they never deliver on their promises, and you need to demand more from your marketing software. And that's where Klaviyo comes in. Klaviyo helps you build meaningful customer relationships by listening and understanding cues from your customers, allowing you to easily turn that information into valuable marketing messages. And that's why 10,000 innovative brands, including all of our clients at Wavebreak, have switched to Klaviyo. Now, what's the secret to building those customer relationships? Tune in to Klaviyo's Beyond Black Friday docuseries to find out and unlock exact marketing strategies you can use to keep momentum going all year round. Just head over to klaviyo.com/beyondbf for more. Link is going to be down in the show notes below. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Wavebreak podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Kelly, founder of Wavebreak. And if you're new here at Wavebreak, we help e-commerce brands scale by building and managing profitable email campaigns. And Black Friday, listen, I've been talking about this forever, it feels like now. If you haven't gotten the Black Friday email marketing checklist at blackfridaychecklist.com, pick it up before it's too late. It's Black Friday checklist. .com. Link is down in the show notes below. Click the link. The podcast will keep playing. You won't miss out on anything and you'll be able to pick up that checklist. That's blackfridaychecklist.com or just click the link down in the show notes. Now, every week on the show, new episodes drop every single Monday. I interview the people behind the top brands in e-commerce and Shopify stores and just experts in the industry, and I get them to share their secrets. I've been getting a lot of great feedback on the podcast, so I really appreciate it, and hope everything's going well in your business the closer that we get to Black Friday. So really excited for this episode. I'm joined by Teddy Giard. He's the co-founder of a company called Kanga Coolers. They're on Shark Tank. They did a deal with Mark Cuban, and he runs their branding and marketing. And we've been talking a lot about branding on the podcast recently. Well, not a lot, but we've done another episode kind of recently. And that's because branding is super important, because branding just determines the rest of your business. It determines the success of your marketing. It determines how much you can charge for your products. And the list goes on and on. And when you have a great brand, it just makes life easier as an e-commerce store. It makes, you know, your advertising convert better. It makes your marketing work easier. It makes even like recruiting and culture easier when you have a great brand tying it all together. So that is what Teddy is going to be sharing with us today. So without further ado, let's dive right into it. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Teddy.
What up, Dylan? Appreciate you having me out.
Yeah. I'm really excited to talk about everything you've got going on. So to get started, can you just give the listeners a little bit of background on like your company and your role there?
Totally, man. Yeah. So Kanga was actually started as a class project. What it essentially is we developed a koozie for a case of beer. So originally started as a 24-pack, and we've made our way down to 12-packs. And today we actually just released our 6-pack. So 6-pack of bottles, which is pretty cool. But basically, you take a cold case from the store, your fridge, you slip it around the casemate, zip it up, stays cold for 7 hours without any ice. We're as seen on Shark Tank, got an investment from Mark Cuban, and right now I'm the only student left in school, or I'm the only co-founder left in school, but finishing out my senior year and ready to go full-time with the rest of the gang.
Nice. That's awesome, man. Congrats on that deal, by the way.
Appreciate it, brother.
Awesome. And so, with that, like, where are you guys in terms of growth right now? Are you just the team of co-founders? Do you have a staff? Like, what does your revenue look like?
Yeah, man. So that's actually like really exciting. We're finally in the position to where we've started to actually hire employees, which is kind of a foreign situation when you're starting a company, because you kind of think about everything that comes your way. Like, you just do it. You just figure out a way to make it happen. Like, if something's going to get done, the best way to get it done is to do it yourself. It's kind of the mentality you go forward with. But when we finally gotten to a point to where, like, we don't have the capacity to work anymore, and we've had a bunch of, like, dedicated individuals that have just reached out to us and said, hey, I want to start working for you guys, whatever. And we've actually brought them on full time. So now all the co-founders, we're all managing our own departments. So we got a finance guy, operations guy, product development guy, and then our marketing team. And so I oversee the marketing, and dude, it's just been an awesome ride. We're ready to grow the program. And I think within the next year or so, we'll probably have 10 to 12 employees.
Awesome, man. Congrats on the growth. And I'm excited to dive into your expertise. So like one thing that you're really good at, and we were talking a little bit before we hopped on the call, this is kind of like one of the challenges that you guys are dealing with right now. I don't know if it's a challenge, but it's like something that you're working through is like building a premium brand. Cause like we were talking earlier, like you're selling coolers, like you're in a space that like, I guess before was like people, I guess, didn't see much opportunity there, but then you see a brand like Yeti coolers come in and they do like hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue, which first of all is like mind blowing that they even do that much. And second of all, I mean, their profit margins are probably insane too. And if you just get a small smidge of what they're doing, you have a mid 8-figure business just like that. So what are some things you're doing with your brand to like build it to that level? Cause I know you mentioned that's something that you guys are trying to do right now.
Absolutely, man. So like where it all starts is like just finding a piece of a market. Well, when you have like a superpower like Yeti, that's just basically the face of the cooler market. When you think of the word cooler, like the first word that comes to a lot of people is Yeti. That's not Igloo anymore. It's Yeti. So when you have like just such a authoritative figure up there, you got to develop either a product or a system to find a way to penetrate that market and show them that there is a need for that they're missing an area. Ultimately, that's how you can get acquired down the road. But excuse me. But as far as like acquisition goes, you can have an awesome product that is patentable, that's patented, and a company can like buy the rights to that. But if you have like an established brand behind it that people actually resonate with, are passionate about, and feel like they can be a part of, that's even more powerful, and that just raises your acquisition costs exponentially. So like where we're at right now is we're trying to grow a brand centered around fun and convenience. Our mission statement is to bring fun and convenience to beverage cooling solutions and use business to promote wholesome and fulfilling experiences. So we're just trying to, one, do our part like in society, like make this place, leave it better than where we found it. And one of the best ways we find doing that is through positivity, fun, and just like an aspirational lifestyle, and showing people that it's not that hard to accomplish that. And like by doing so, you actually leave the world like better than the way you found it.
Nice. And so like, what are some of the ways you're communicating that message? Like you're doing this on social, are you doing it what does your marketing look like?
Absolutely, man. So yeah, we have, we use like various social channels, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and our website as well. Like our website is in a way, it's a social channel on its own. You can go interact with our sponsors, go visit their pages, see what they're all about. We have all of our videos posted on there. I'd say one of our like biggest attributes is like media content. So we on Instagram and stuff like that, we always make like just funny, authentic videos. We have a healthy balance of whenever you're getting educated about our product, you're going to get educated in a comical way. So ultimately we don't want to be like, hey, here's a cooler, like this is how you use it. We want to develop like a story around it. So like, for example, one of our number one campaigns that we had, it actually was we've had two campaigns that have gone viral. This was our first campaign that went viral, and we came up with the term public brutality off a play of public nudity. And we basically said, hey, if you're carrying around a case with nothing around it, just flaunting it around, it's public brutality. And so we started cutting out tickets and stuff like that, that said, hey, like you've been seen with like being publicly brood, like whatever definition of it below. We hand it out to people that we see carrying around these naked cases and give them a $5 store credit on our website. So we have fun videos like that, but we also have a healthy balance of lifestyle media. And one of our newest segments that we've gotten a lot of like positive feedback on is we started a reality, in a way, YouTube series, kind of like a reality TV series about the company called The Fun Factory. And it's just like what it sounds like. It's kind of a playoff of like Rob Dyrdek Fantasy Factory with the mix of Real Bros of Simi Valley. But we basically, first marketing purchase we made after Shark Tank was we got an office. Second purchase we made was we bought a bunch of wood and we built a half pipe. So we got a half pipe in the office and we're always going nice. Yeah, man, it's awesome. Lots of injuries, but we got insurance for a reason. From there, we've been going on these crazy trips. Like this summer, we sponsored a NASCAR, had like the Kanga brand all over in NASCAR. We were in like St. Louis when the Blues won the Stanley Cup. Coincidentally, we're touring Anheuser-Busch, closing a purchase order with Bud Light and Natty Light. But basically, we just have, like, we take these videos and we get all of the lifestyle media around it, and then we break it down into interview sections as well, just to kind of like tell people the story and show them the process of what goes in to starting a company from an approachable and entertaining standpoint. So we've gotten a lot of feedback from that. We should continue that out to about 12 episodes. That'll be the first season. Then we'll regroup, see what that audience is, and then we'll retarget all of our, all of whatever we're generating towards that audience to help grow that more. Right now we're in a huge stage of just kind of like data collection. So we're really trying to figure out what the target markets and demographics are that are engaging with us from our different social platforms. And from there, we can really polarize what these people see to make sure that it appeals to them in the most authentic and genuine way and displays our brand from a perspective that they can resonate with. And through doing that and running ads that way and collecting information on our consumers, I think we can give them the best all-around experience and get them to engage with our brand.
Nice. And so do you guys do any like influencer stuff, or is that kind of like what you do with the sponsorships and stuff?
Yeah. So our sponsors, We have a sponsored surfer. We have some motocross guys. One of my buddy works for O-Search. I don't know if you've heard of that. They tag sharks and stuff like that. But I don't know. Personally, we don't think that influencer marketing is authentic. And so we tend to stay away from that. Every now and then we have people that with like 30,000 followers, 40,000 followers that will like post for us and stuff like that. But odds are there's somebody that they take cool pictures, they have a cool story, and that's why people are following them. And they're using the product because they want to. We never want to pay anyone to really use the product. We want to show people using the product that are actually using it. And we've actually found an extremely positive, a lot of positivity come from that, because our engagement is through the roof, because everyone that's following us is real. And everyone that's seeing these products from other people, like if you give a cooler to one of your buddies with 2,000 followers and like four of their friends see it, they see their friend that they know personally using it. It's not like some model or someone who just posts pictures with a lot of different brands. It hits close to home. So it might be a slower process, but at the same time, we're creating such a family around the brand through this process of authenticity, realism, and just all in all, portraying the consumer. At the end of the day, the consumer is the brand. So that's what's so powerful about it. You look at a brand like Yeti, they obviously crush it because they have the financials to sponsor like these badass like surfers like John Florence and rock climbers, like you name it. But we don't have that kind of money right now. So how do we do that? Like, we make the consumer the brand. And I mean, we're a brand for everybody. Like, anyone can use our cooler.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm curious, like, how do the sponsorships work? Like, are these people you had relationships with before? Or did you like seek them out?
So we sponsored Red Dog, who's our professional surfer out of Australia, because we saw that he got the ride of the year from the WSL. We reached out to him via Instagram and we set up a small contract, but ultimately, we're still at the standpoint to where like we're seeking to find people that are up and coming that we know are going to do amazing and big things. So we try to see how we can provide, and it sometimes it's financials, but sometimes in a lot of cases, it's just, what can we do for you to help you achieve your goals and dreams? And in return, they're willing to help us. It's just kind of like that mutual benefit that we both gain from each other. And I think because of that, like, it's these relationships we formed through a company together. You know, you lose sight of like the company that you're even like connected. You're connected with this person through this company, and you lose sight of that just because it feels so natural and authentic. So from there, like, we've just been able to grow like an awesome group of people that are doing awesome stuff and pursuing their dreams and stuff like that. And without them even intentionally doing it, they represent the Kanga image.
Nice. That's awesome. And so, like, with those people, like, what are some of those things that you're doing to, you know, help them reach their goals? Like, do you have any examples of that?
Totally. Yeah. So, for example, Red Dog, has been wanting to create a film for a long time. And so I do all of our videos and media, directing and development and stuff like that. And so I reached out to him and I said, hey man, like we don't have like this was before Shark Tank and the investment and everything. I'm like, we don't have the craziest financials right now, but what we can provide to you is like, if you send me like videos of yourself surfing, like I can help you develop recap videos, whatever. And at the end of the sponsorship, as that's approaching, let's continue to gather stuff together and let's create a story about you and build a short film. So he and I have been working together for the last 6 months on this short film. It's called Beyond the Breaking Point. Red actually was surfing out in the Philippines and was brutally beaten by a bunch of locals because he drifted into a surf competition area and now suffers from OCD and stuff like that. And so he's been able to get back up on the surfboard and is now like pursuing professional surfing again, which is awesome. So we're titling the film Beyond the Breaking Point because that was his breaking point. And it's going to be a story about his comeback to surfing and what that took for him. And we have a company called One Wave Is All It Takes, which is a surf company that supports mental illness. And we've teamed up with them for this film and we'll be airing it at a film festival in Charleston, the Carolina Surf Film Festival, in 2 weeks. It should be awesome. But I think that's probably the best example I have of us just like working with our sponsors to try to help them achieve something that they've really wanted to achieve for a long time.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think so many people make the mistake of like looking at marketing relationships like, oh, this person's great because I can get my product in front of all these people. And it's like they almost want to do it without like anything in return. Or when you think about it, like that might be actually like what a, you know, like an influencer relationship is. It's like the minimal value you can give somebody to get like, you know, the exposure in return. But I really like the way that you guys have been able to hustle to get that same exposure. And from the sounds of it, I mean, this short film could be great marketing because like who knows how long. I mean, it's an inspiring story, and I mean, it's unfortunate that happened, but you know, I mean, that's great marketing too, like to be part of that as well.
Exactly. And just, essentially just showing hey, this is a comeback story. And this guy, dude, like you'll have to go onto our Instagram page, like look him up. Red Dog's all over our feed. But when you look at this guy, you're like, no way this guy surfs. He's a hilarious character, but the guy absolutely shreds. And that's the Kanga image. We want the guy that the humble looking dude that no one suspects him. And then he just does something epic. And so that's what we're going for.
Nice, man. Let's take a quick break to talk about screwing up. Did you know that Shopify can't help you restore things that get deleted or accidentally changed in your store? Meet Rewind. Black Friday will be here before you know it. In the event of a data disaster, what do? You use Rewind. It's like having a magic undo button. They can back up Shopify and Klaviyo and give you peace of mind. And to help protect every store over the holidays, check out their special new free plan at rewind.io and back up your store today. Link is down in the sponsor section of the show notes as well. I feel like people, like so many brands, they don't even know what they're going for in terms of brand image. Like, what are some things that you, that are on your radar? Like, when you're thinking about, like, what is our brand? Like, what, because you have, like, I've noticed, like, from what you're saying, like, you guys have a lot of, there's a lot of thought behind everything you're doing. It's not like the whole spray and pray approach that a lot of brands in your position are doing, like these upcoming rising e-commerce companies, like a lot of them will just spray and pray. Like, what is your process for like figuring out the strategy, or like what is just, what's your thought process for like getting that, figuring out like, okay, who are we as a brand, and then getting that out there?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, man. Like, to start off with, like, I think what a lot of companies and brands like lose sight of is right when they're trying to, hey, we're trying to rebrand, or we're trying to start selling more products, they get this marketing budget and they just start throwing money at the wall, when in reality, like, we were like, okay, we got to turn this into something powerful. And each one of us had put $800 in the company. And so we've been an operating company for a year now, but we had been working on the company a year before that. The first year of operating with the company, we had $0 as our marketing budget. So we basically had to build the brand from the ground up. And we're like, hey, what's the easiest way to do that? Is, all right, we have a group of four original co-founders, and we all have polarizing personalities. But what happens when, you know, we all get together, have a few beers, we have a blast, we have a good time, we can all connect, we all enjoy doing the same things, we all think very differently, but at the same time, that's how we all came together. So ultimately, the easiest way to build an authentic brand is to live it. And what's the number one thing that we can all get behind is that we want life to be fun. And we don't want to like live day to day, like waking up in the morning, dreading going to work. We'd rather work from, we always say we work in 8 to 12, as in we work 8 a.m. to midnight. But the whole day we're working on something that we're passionate about and we're excited to be doing. So it never feels like we're working a single minute of our lives. So ultimately, just creating that fun atmosphere and lifestyle, like, we all, every day we have fun doing what we're doing. We have fun using our coolers. We have fun on the weekends, even when we're not using our coolers. But I think just like that form of positivity and stuff like that is something that a lot of people lose sight of. Like, yeah, you can do something amazing, like give back to the environment, like create a green product and stuff like that. But like, if you're marketing your company through, like, you know, like, we hate how companies are using plastic, and like, that's not why we're using plastic. It's like, whatever, like, don't do that. Do it through a positive light. Hey, like, hey, through like not using plastic, we've been able to save X number of trees in the environment, and we've been able to reduce, you know, carbon footprint by this much. Like, we hope that like everyone else takes lead, and like, by buying our product, like, you're making a difference. There's such a difference between like getting people to come to you through positivity versus negativity. If you're fueling their emotion through negativity, they're you know, like, you get that kind of rigid approach, where if it's positivity, it's just like all inclusive, anyone's welcome.
Yeah, for sure. That's really interesting that you mentioned that, because it's like a small little difference, but it's like a huge, like, it's a small thing, like a little thing when you're just talking about it, like, oh, like, plastic is evil, versus like, look at what we're able to do without plastic. Like, it's like a really small tweak in the words that you use, but like, the whole feeling of it is totally different. It shifts from negative to positive. That's awesome.
Exactly, man. Like, no one likes, if you come in somewhere and you say something that's, you like state a problem and you just like walk out of the room, everyone's like, all right, cool, like, that sucks. Versus you come in, you go, here's a problem, but here's a solution. There's such a huge difference between that. Nobody wants to hear about a problem. People want to hear about a solution, how you can make a change.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's an important thing to note in marketing, like, in general. I think so many people are so focused on, you know, drilling into the pain, drilling into the problem, and selling based on that, that they forget to sometimes touch on the upside. Because like, people definitely run from pain, but at the same time, like, you don't want them to just tone you out completely and think of you as like this thing that all they want to do is run away from. If you never paint your product as pleasure. Yeah, that's awesome. So we're starting to run out of time here, but before we sign off, are there any closing thoughts or words of advice around branding, marketing, or just anything in general that you'd like to end on?
I think like what I'd like to leave off of, I don't know if your listeners are in college or whatever, but if you're like even out of college, I guess if you're looking to start a company, like if you say, yeah, I'll start a company at some point in my life, you probably won't. Just if you come up with an idea, if something in the world pisses you off enough to where you're like, hey, that needs to change, just go out and change it. And like odds are it pisses someone else off. And from there, you have a company, you have an idea. And I guess more so tailored at the college kids is there's no better time to start a company than when you're in college, because you will never be in a position in your life where you have less responsibility. So I think if you have an idea and you have the opportunity, if you're at a university, you have the resources around you to make it happen, you're surrounded by people that want to help you, no better time to do it then.
Love it, man. Well, hey, it was great having you on the show. As we wrap up here, where can we go to learn more about you and your company?
Absolutely, man. You can visit us on our website, www.buykanga.com, BUYKANGA.com. And then you can also find us on Instagram at Kanga Coolers, and on YouTube as well, Kanga Coolers. So definitely check them out. We have some awesome videos and stuff like that. We'd love for all the listeners to watch and comment, tell us what they think.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks so much for coming on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Dylan.
Now, listener, before I sign off, stop me if this sounds familiar. Your email marketing is stuck. You feel like you could be doing email better. You're not generating enough email revenue, and you feel like you're leaving money on the table. But you don't have the time to figure email out yourself or do it on your own because you have a business to run. Imagine this. Imagine not having to worry about leaving money on the table with your email marketing. Imagine not having to figure out what to send, when to send it, how many emails should look, what automation you need, what segments you need, how often you should be contacting your email list, or just worrying about sending the next email. You don't have to worry about any of that. Imagine having peace of mind knowing that your email marketing is generating sales in good hands. At Wavebreak, we help Shopify stores maximize their email marketing revenue. That's it. We don't do anything else. And we've created a system called the Wavebreak method that, number one, makes you less dependent on Facebook or other marketing channels. Let's say something bad happens. Facebook says, see you later, Shopify store, and they just completely kill your ad traffic overnight. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress because you're good to go because you have a cushion of email revenue. You don't have to worry about how or what your wife is going to do or if you're going to be able to make rent or if you're going to be able to pay people because you have this cushion of email revenue to rely on. Number two, the second thing this does is huge. And it's how stores scale from 7 figures to 8 figures to 9 figures. And the secret is repeat purchases. The Wavebreak method gets rid of one-time buyers and increases repeat orders. Number three, it keeps your email list engaged. You don't have to worry about Black Friday and beyond. We'll figure out the ideal amount of times that your list needs to be contacted to maximize revenue, and then we'll execute it for you. If you want to learn more about this system and how we can work together to apply it to your business, go to wavebreak.co to schedule a call with me. And I'll personally send you my calendar link and we can chat one-on-one. Now, I don't have unlimited time to do these calls. I can only do a couple of them per week. So if you want to get your call, go sign up at wavebreak.co for it as soon as possible and we can talk about how we can work together. Thanks for listening to this episode. Subscribe to the show on iTunes to get notified of new episodes as soon as they drop.